Speaking on British radio and television, Michael Chertoff pointed to the rise of what he called homegrown terrorism in Europe and warned that Western Europe could increasingly become a breeding ground for terrorists. In the interview, Chertoff said the United States is looking at measures to tighten security, including checks on travelers coming into the United States from Western Europe. He said such checks are necessary.
We have a visa waiver program that allows most Europeans who come to be tourists to travel without a visa. That means the first time we encounter them is when they arrive at the United States, and that creates a very small window of opportunity to check them out.
Chertoff did not specify what measures might be taken to try to weed out potential terrorists, but said steps would be taken to avoid travel and business from being negatively affected.
A lot of what we're trying to do is find a way to better vet people coming from Europe without impeding the flow of travel and trade, which has been a very important part of our economy.
Chertoff cited the Madrid bombings of 2004 and subsequent bombings and foiled attacks in Britain as evidence that terrorists are increasingly looking to Europe both as a target and as a platform for attacks. But international affairs analyst Michael Cox of the London School of Economics tells VOA that while he understands U.S. concerns, he does not believe the United States government will go as far as requiring Western European travelers to apply for visas to visit the United States.
They're not going to get rid of the visa waiver program. It's too problematic, too difficult to do so. It would send out the wrong political signal, and secondly, it would slow down things enormously. What they will require is that people register before they go. So I think there will be at least, 48 hours or 72 hours before you fly, or even more. You will have to go through a registration through a central computer system. That then gives them more time to check up on people.
Cox said he does not believe such a program would have a great impact on European-U.S. relations if it is implemented. He said it might be an inconvenience, but people have become more accustomed to such restrictions. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, London.